we're seeing happening in red states in town hall meetings, what we're seeing happen with members now, the Republicans being told, hey, no more town hall meetings, y'all, right?
Don't actually talk to the people who put you in office and that you serve and who pay your salary. Nope, be a coward.
Be a coward. I love it.
Are you going to literally tell these people whose people in their district are saying, I want you to fight for me? There's sound from a town hall where someone stood up and said, please, just we'll be with you. Just do something.
Well, I know a thing or two about steely spines.
So yes, we know.
I really appreciate that.
I did that for you.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. But there's a lot of value in what you're saying, Simone, because you're right. It's not going to get solved in a television ad. It's not going to get solved in anything you send across the transom on people's phones. It's a combination of a lot of things that have to come together, and at the core of that is action. Mm. And in this age where you see at least one party doing and taking all kinds of actions, right? Whether you like them or not, there's activity. And what it's doing, if you notice, is it's emboldening the Republicans in a way in which dissent becomes much more difficult. The tighter, the more active, the harder it is. You don't have that right now on the Democratic side in a way that I thought maybe they could have begun to do that tonight. Let them, to your point, let the members express themselves. Smack them on the hand tomorrow morning, but create that link of that moment of action for them so they can begin to see, okay, yeah, now we can coalesce around, and yeah, we'll take the hit on the hand, and the public may or may not like everything that we did, but at least they know one thing about us. We're ready to fight.
You know who's giving to Democrats tonight? People that support Al Green. His coffers are being filled because they're like, that's the member that's fighting for me. And I'm like, baby, you live in Nebraska. Al Green is actually not your representative.
And just sending them all the money.
Okay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you know a veteran in need? After leaving the military, many veterans struggle to find their way home. Because to a veteran, home isn't just a place, it's an idea, a feeling. Nation's Finest understands the challenges veterans face. Through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, we help veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada. For more than 50 years, we've helped thousands of veterans in these communities build happy, healthy, and purposeful lives. And our team is committed to supporting those who've served in their families for another 50. To get help, visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
That's fishing. Someone's trying to take advantage of you.
Learn how-
how to recognize and report phishing at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT.org. Hi, you are listening to the Jazz Corner. You're on WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Hi, you are listening to the Jazz Corner. You're on WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. You are listening to the Jazz Corner on WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
I'm still here feeling.
Society. To complete your registration, you must 1. Check out the music video for this very song, Feeling Lonely, on YouTube. 2. Join us on Instagram and TikTok at Analog Society Band. And 3.
Yeah. feeling fancy free. Come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Too far the road we travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as love still wears a smile, I know
than these. Love's blossoming first. pushed aside. Bliss takes us high.
New releases, old favorites, and more. You're listening to the Jazz Corner here on WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Streaming live.
From the very first time I laid my eyes on you, my heart set fire. Though I still cannot some more.